We're talking with John Prendergast. He is with Conor na Gaeilge here in Kerry, and they're part of an overall Gaeltacht housing campaign group, Tín Tán, who will be holding a protest outside Leinster House today, calling on Housing Minister James Brown to address housing and the language crisis in the Gaeltacht. They have key figures, alarming figures, on the number of short-term lets in Kerry Gaeltacht. So I spoke to him shortly before coming in here and asked him about the issues and the numbers they're seeing on the ground.
So we're seeing a disproportionate effect on Gaeltacht areas in terms of housing and people being able to live comfortably in the areas. And of course, that has a knock-on effect, of course, of the viability of the language as a community language. So we're seeing native speakers or people who are living in Gaeltacht areas, unfortunately, not able to either get a house for long-term rent or be able to afford a house or get the planning permission for a house. Or I suppose to complex the matters, then you're seeing Gaeltacht areas full of empty homes, summer homes, maybe homes that are put out on Airbnb or booking.com as well for most of the year. So there are certain parishes which are just decimated really by the lack of planning historically, I think, in terms of community engagement in community languages. So Tín Tán, the national umbrella group, I suppose, for Gaeltacht housing groups, are looking today outside Dáil Éireann for immediate action really from the housing ministry. We've been promised planning guidelines since 2021 in terms of a policy for Irish speakers in the Gaeltacht and in terms of housing as well. So this is to address the linguistic and obviously the housing complexities that do exist in the Gaeltacht, but we really need action at this point. So guidelines were supposed to be published since 2021 from a cross-departmental group from Roinn na Gaeltachta agus Roinn na Tithíochta from the housing department. But we're 5.5-6 years later from that, and they're saying that next year a statement will be released in terms of those guidance. So it's not really a situation that can be allowed to go on much longer in terms of the effect it's having on people and people leaving Gaeltacht areas, people not being able to speak Irish there and raise their children to the meaning of Irish. And because it's such a linguistically sensitive and vulnerable area, you know, every person in a Gaeltacht who speaks Irish matters and counts. So being able to provide, you know, housing and services for people in those regions is vitally important for us in Conor na Gaeilge, and also obviously for the viability of the Gaeltacht itself. So, you know, Creidimid go laoch around. We're very much hoping that today will catalyse some change in the policies.
Okay, so from that point of view then, you've looked at figures for the Gaeltacht regions in Kerry, and what are they telling you?
So we have some figures in terms of, for example, full homes that are let out on Airbnb. And while it's been a massive increase outside the Gaeltacht in terms of there's a nearly 44% rate of growth in the last 6 years, the Gaeltacht areas are definitely significantly disproportionately affected by this. So we have 88% inside Gaeltacht areas of the rate of growth of Airbnb, and this is full houses now that are left out on Airbnb.
Yeah, and when you say Airbnb, this is Airbnb, bookings.com, other the platforms that host, this is a generic term for the platforms that host holiday home rentals for people.
So
to look
the information we have here is from inside Airbnb, so it's just
just for Airbnb. Okay.
So we're seeing, for example, in West Kerry, like there's been a 50% rate of change or rate of increase since 2019 for 2025. Ciarán here thought Knockmore Cuicade takeout, there's nearly 500 houses available for that are available as full homes on Airbnb. And I had a quick look on Daft last night, and there's not one house available in Dingle or in West Kerry.
Yeah, while we were talking there, John, I did a quick search. And on Daft, and this is just for Dingle, which is just a Dingle town and maybe a small area outside, there's 111 holiday homes for rent. And there's zero long-term property for rent. And there's also zero rooms to rent. In other words, let's say a shared property where two or three people are renting together, there's also zero. So that underlines the dramatic difference, really, that's there between the two offerings. You can come on holiday here, but you can't live here.
Exactly. And we've people who are, you know, from the area, you know, 20, 30, or people who are returning from college or maybe from being abroad, and they want to settle in the Gaeltacht and they want to be near their family and they want to speak Irish to their children and they want to have, you know, put on roots. But people are finding it incredibly difficult. And even anecdotally, I know so many of my friends and so many people I know who are just living in maybe mobile homes or living in, accommodations that they just found from friends of friends or something, just for something to have in the meantime while they hold out hope that something might become available. But I think the absence of the policy really here is the huge story, because there's talk at the moment now about short-term lettings and tourism bills and that kind of thing. So we're starting to follow the, I suppose, the international precedent and best practice in terms of what they're doing in places like New York, in BC, in Canada, is that they're keeping a register of all the houses, and they're ensuring that the short-term lettings don't overcome a certain threshold. And they're ensuring as well in certain places, like in Wales, for example, they're taxing unused or summer homes and that kind of thing. And it's sort of like a three-pronged attack in terms of ensuring that heartland communities or minority language communities can continue to survive.
Is that a way we should go, do you think? Taxation on short-term let's holiday homes in Gaelic areas where it could be shown that it's keeping out native speakers?
I think the international best practice shows that it's been really, really effective. It's definitely something that Tín Tán would be advocating for in terms of looking at the idea of if homes are just sitting there idle, or a lot of the even anecdotal information is that some people, move abroad and have maybe houses in areas, and they're just sitting there. They're just completely empty. So there's definitely work to be done in terms of summer houses, in terms of unused houses, really, and empty houses. So Uaidhreáin na Gaeltachta now have a Comhartha na Dté Fhuilimhe, or a empty homes coordinator, and he's looking at all that data and looking at ways in which hopefully the housing stock can be increased, because at the moment it seems to be a kind of a lose-lose game, really. The stock that is there is either idle or not being used for the benefit of the community. And meanwhile, we're seeing a huge amount of people leaving Gaeltacht areas, and people who are from the area just struggling, struggling, struggling. So, call me Drolegendy, and if we certainly have to do something.
Okay, the protest today, 2 o'clock outside Leinster House. What are you hoping to achieve?
So the Tín Tán organization, or the umbrella group, really has just four simple campaign demands. One would be that Uaidhreáin na Gaeltachta would be a bit more involved in terms of housing policy. So Bill of Uaidhreáin na Gaeltachta is going through the Houses of the Oireachtas at the moment, and the hope is that that would be amended in order to give housing, I suppose, powers to Uaidhreáin na Gaeltachta. And they seem quite happy with that as well, in terms of they have one or two people currently working in that regard. At the moment, and a bit of funding in that regard as well, just to ensure that people can work there, in that department. And we'd also be looking at for a housing as a population strategy for each Gaeltacht area, in terms of what population levels are in each Gaeltacht, and how many homes, and how many percentages, I suppose, we need in order for it to be a sociolinguistic viable community as well. So it's important that we're looking at these things, like, I suppose, gofur cúisíoch, or sort of objectively, and saying, look, we're at this. What do we need to get here, and how much do we need to do to get it there? And then, there used to be other incentives by Ryan the Gaeltachta, such as Scéim na Dté Gaeltachta, or the Gaeltacht housing scheme. So there was a small incentive for homes in the Gaeltacht for people, I suppose, just in terms of maybe even a tax breaker, or some bit of relief in that regard, which would have been great as well, I suppose, in terms of, back in the day when houses were being built, and people were falling into or coming into the Sáurig, into the Mná Tí and the Fharv Tí. Those supports were there for people so that they could have houses and they could have rooms in it, and they kept Scoláirí, or they kept Irish language learners in the summer and the Easter and over the winter months. So I suppose in the absence of these policies now, we're really seeing extra issues, I think. So that'd be one of the demands as well. So looking forward now to the protest today at 2 o'clock.
Okay, John, what would you say to someone who says, look, I have a holiday home, I've saved money for it, I put the hard work in, and people who would fundamentally reject the idea, and this is one of the opposition points as well for people who are opposed to the register that's being set up and the planning laws that are going to be purportedly brought in to curtail and control and disincentivize short-term lets? You say, look, it's my property. I'll do what I want with it. I don't want government interfering what I do with my private property. What's your response to that?
Absolutely, sure. It's a private market, and it's it's that's the way it's been working. Of course, I suppose I'd be advocating just for people to think about the communities as well in which the houses are. Gaeltacht areas are historically rich of culture and language and beauty, and everybody knows that. And I think the way that it is going, you'd be concerned that Gaeltacht areas such as West and South Kerry might just end up like Disneyland, and just people get bussed in and out, and there's no people in those areas in order to speak the language, in order to
Yeah,
propagate the culture.
the need for the language, the common good, has to trump those considerations, given where we are with housing and the lack of it, the lack of rental, the lack of housing, and the damage being done to the language as a result.
Absolutely. I think yeah, we've seen over the last 40 years just the influx of over maybe over over o over reliance on certain types of housing and summer homes and houses that are now empty, or houses that are just unused. We've got certain parishes in West Kerry that are 72% empty throughout the year, and you're walking around in February or in March, and there's no lights on at home. And how can you expect the local Bunscoil? How can you expect the local Líonra to have numbers? How can you expect the local it definitely it gets compacted as well when we're depending on the Gaeltachtaí and the Cánta Gaeltachta for the future of the Irish language, and for our national language as well. So it's definitely a huge consideration, and I'd urge people to think of it that way.
Okay, John, listen, good luck with the protest. Thanks for giving us your views on the program this morning.
Ramila
Good morning, good. Slán.
There you go, John Prendergast there talking about the campaign and the protest that's going to happen outside Leinster House this morning. We look at those figures, 111 holiday homes for rental and no rental for long term and no sharing rental available in Dingle, just as one example of that.